If you were Prime Minister of Japan, what economic policies would you put in place to help the Japanese economy break out of double-decade stagnation? I mean, this is very similar to what I would do with, if I was advising the Israelis about what to do about rising cost of living. Deregulate, deregulate, deregulate. Cut taxes, cut taxes, cut taxes. Eliminate government spending, eliminate government spending, eliminate government spending. In that order. Japan is an overregulated, overtaxed economy. Stop stimulating it. Stimulus is just taking money out of the pocket of productive people in business and in life and handing it over to non-productive bureaucrats. So the solution to Japan is massive, massive, massive deregulation and massive tax cuts, not tax increases, and more massive, even greater reduction in government spending, which means laying off probably hundreds of thousands of civil servants in Japan, and it means eliminating whole departments in the government, and it means stop government spending, stop it as much as you can. And as a consequence, you can cut taxes dramatically. And now you have to cut spending more than you cut taxes because Japan is the most indebted government in the world. And so you have to start paying back that debt, and that's going to require you to cut spending dramatically. But look, you can ask me about every country in the world, and I'll give you the same answer. What is the solution to country X economic problems? Too much regulation, too much government spending, and too high taxes. Fill in the blank of whatever country you want. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Because some countries, like let's say in Asia and in Africa, what you need as a prerequisite, the first thing you need is the rule of law and the protection of property rights. So if a country's getting started, what you need is protection of property rights and the rule of law. Japan has, for the most part, the rule of law, and they have definitions of property rights. Now they have to respect property rights by cutting government spending. So in a developing country, the first thing you need to do is set up an independent judiciary with legal powers, rule of law, protection of property rights, and then you have to create a government structure that protects those property rights.